Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
What up, you sexy motherfuckers? Welcome back to the Dudes Behind the Foods podcast. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
And I'm David So. Tim has corona, and he has me stuck in a filthy room with him.
I don't have corona. I caught a cold, which is so annoying, bro. I haven't been sick, like just sick, in like 3 years probably. Like, I mean, yeah, we both got COVID back in, what was that, December of last year?
Yeah. COVID don't count, though. That's different.
COVID don't count. It is a rampant disease that is
started by the Chinese.
He's joking. He's joking.
I'm kidding.
You guys know that. I fucking caught a cold, and it's so annoying. I forgot how, like, even though it's only been 3 days, and literally this is on its way out of my body, but I forgot how annoying it is, you know?
It doesn't really wreck you, but you can't breathe. It's a sleeping part that's the biggest issue. It's like, I can't sleep because I can't breathe.
You're coughing, you're blowing your nose. So I usually get sick in three stages. It's first I feel that, I feel a tingle in my throat.
In your throat?
I feel a little tingle in my throat then, right? And I'm like, oh God, I know I'm feeling sick. And sometimes if I just like drown myself in orange juice, I can kick it before it goes crazy. I didn't get it this time. So it'll like hit my throat and then it'll go enter my nose. And then I'm like, you know, sneezing, blowing my nose all day, which is the worst. Like right now, my nostrils are all chapped, bro.
Was your mom really good at taking care of you when you were sick?
Yeah.
What would she make you, like, food wise?
Chicken soup, of course.
Oh, chicken soup. Thai chicken soup.
Actually, it was just a nice like boiled, you know, chicken broth soup. You know,
my mom would make me something to make me feel better, but she'd yell at me for getting sick at the same time. So she would literally, like, cook me food, and then she's like, you're so fucking dumb. How could you get sick right now? And I'm like, that's not my fucking choice. I don't walk around with my mouth open and somebody's spitting it.
Do you get allergies?
My allergies are crazy, dude.
Really?
So I actually thought I had COVID 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So I went to I have a primary care thing that I go to just check if I have COVID. And it wasn't that, because I had the cold a little bit after that, but no cold. They're like, you don't have the cold, you don't have the flu. They check for everything. But I got so paranoid, I went back again.
Yeah.
And the doctor was like, you don't have it.
It's so funny that you say that, because literally when I got back from New York, which was Sunday, is when I was feeling like, right, something in my throat. So I got, you know, I called, you know, you can call those, like, there's a service where you can call, like, a nurse to come to your house and test you real quick. Mm-hmm. I was like, cool, I don't feel like going anywhere. Called into the house, tested, negative for COVID. And then yesterday, Monday, I'm like, oh, you know what? Let me just double check, because, you know, sometimes the test can be negative at first, and I'm like, I'm going to be in a room with David. Let me make sure. Tested again, literally like a day or two later. I'm like, okay, negative. Now it's just a stupid cold.
But we know what COVID feels like.
We do. It's the headache is the worst.
Yeah, it's like, so him and I caught COVID at the same time from this Chinese party. I only say that because it's our friend Bart, and he's a...
He's Chinese, and he threw a party. Not a Chinese communist party. Yeah.
Taiwanese Chinese, and I specifically remember this fool. He made this ribeye steak. He cut it, and he grabbed it with his hand. He was like, try it, and I ate it. And this motherfucker had COVID. And we took that one fucking chance just so we could watch stupid Logan or Jake Paul box.
Oh, bro. And you know what? Here's the thing, too. When I went to that party, right, I was literally like, I was the only one. I walked in. I was the only one that had a mask on. And everyone was looking at me crazy. I almost low-key, like, with their eyes, they shamed me out of wearing a mask. Because everyone was looking at me like, why is he wearing a mask? That's what I felt, you know? So eventually, I relaxed. I took my mask off. I was talking to people. And I definitely, at one point, I remember, like, eating chips and dip and thinking, like, oh, God. Chips and dip. How many hands have been in this? Who might have double dipped?
When did you start feeling it?
Well, the next day when I got home, okay, so I got home that night, right? And I was gonna give Chia a kiss, and she was like, "Don't fucking kiss me."
Dude, Chia has a sixth sense.
She does, because literally that night, this is why she was so pissed. That night, she was like, "Are you sure you have, like, do you have to go? Like, we can order the fight. We can order the fight. We can watch it here.
We're not poor, Tim. We can order the fight."
And I was literally, I was just itching. I wanted to be around people. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, "It's fine. He has a child. He doesn't have COVID." And I went over there, had a good time. I was talking to people. Came back home. Was gonna kiss my wife goodnight. She said, "No, go to bed." I went to bed. Woke up that morning. Got a text from Bart. "Hey, man, I'm feeling kind of crazy. Got tested. Positive." And I was like, "No." Told Chia. She was like, "No." She's pissed. Livid. I fucking packed a bag. Went to a hotel immediately.
You know what the crazy thing is? Like, it was like a week. I think I started feeling symptoms like 8 days after. It was long. So I was chilling, and then I was supposed to go look at different houses to rent. And then right before we had our, we were supposed to meet up with the realtor or whatever. When I woke up, I was like, "I don't feel good. I'm not going to go." Mm. I was like, "I'm just going to chill out." And then I bought a bunch of in-home COVID tests, but I didn't know how to read it. And so it came out, and there was it's like a pregnancy test, right? So if it has like a line through, you have COVID or whatever. I looked at it, I was like, "Oh, there's a line. It means I don't have it." I started chilling. I was like, "Wait, but I don't feel good." So I read the instructions, and it said I had COVID. Went to a fucking hotel, and I cried in there. I actually cried in the hotel. Because you didn't lose your taste really that much.
No, I didn't. I didn't lose my taste until... So I was in the hotel for a week, and I was fine. I just had the headache, but I also had to do a brand deal with an alcoholic beverage. So I thought, maybe I'm just indoors. I'm drinking at fucking 10 o'clock in the morning for this brand deal. Maybe that's why I have a headache, right? And it wasn't until I went back home the following week, and I was just quarantining upstairs, where my taste went away. To bring it back to Dudes Behind the Foods, I was eating... Chia ordered me a McDonald's breakfast, and I took a big chomp into my sausage McMuffin, and I was like, "Huh, this just tastes like I'm just chewing texture. There's no flavor here. What's going on?" I was like, "Why can I only taste ketchup on this thing? This is not hitting like it should usually hit, right?"
Yeah.
And then I was like, "Oh God, it has started." I fucking sipped some orange juice. Oh, I can taste the orange juice. Had some chips. Nothing. I was just tasting crunch.
At least you fucking had one taste. I had nothing. So I go to the hotel. I check in, right? And I'll tell you this right now. This was during a time Meryl was annoying the fuck out of me. This is my fiance. I was like, "Oh, hotel for a week? Peace." And yeah. I just, you know, I was in there. I was kind of chilling. There's a couple of things I wanted to do. I wanted to order whatever the fucking food I want, and I wanted to jack off relentlessly. Uh-huh. And so I go there. I order Fat Burger. I get wings.
Yum.
Lemon pepper wings. I get blue cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And I get a fat burger with extra bacon on it. And yeah. I'm like, you know what? Your boy gonna feast.
Let's feast.
I get a Sprite. I sip the Sprite. I'm like, they didn't put enough syrup in this thing. I grab the chicken wing. I bite. I'm like, it's kind of whack. Whatever. I'll put a little extra blue cheese on it. Second bite, I bite. No flavor. I literally, as I was eating, my taste disappeared.
Wow.
So it went away slowly in like a period of like 20 seconds. Uh-huh. And then my taste was gone. I kind of teared up a bit. I was hella sad, dude. I actually teared up a little bit. I was like, what the fuck am I going to do here? You can only jack off for a couple of days before you're left with nothing.
Right.
Tell you this, though. I lost 10 pounds in 7 days.
I was just going to say the same thing.
I looked amazing.
Well, that's a lot of jacking off, dude.
Oh, constantly. I used my tears.
I also lost weight because, mind you, the only thing I could taste was sweet. So Chia was bringing me a lot of fruit. I was like, so I would eat the fucking sandwich. And I was like, I don't give a shit about this sandwich. I can't taste it. But I was going in on just the fruit. And so I came back down looking just sprightly.
Oh, my skin was great.
Yeah.
I looked fan fucking tastic.
We should catch it again.
Dude, hey, somebody give me.
Well, we might catch it or not because Thanksgiving is this week.
You get hyped about Thanksgiving?
I do. Well, you know, I used to get a lot more hyped about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, when I was a little kid compared to now, is completely different. Because back in the day, I would go to my white aunt's house, Aunt Jean, and rest in peace. And she married my dad's brother, right? And so they did the whole traditional big-ass turkey Thanksgiving because it was also everybody on her white side. They would come, and it was like, big ass turkey, stuffing, all the traditional food, you know what I'm saying? Stuff that, like, my mom could make, but she just never made growing up, right? And so I always kind of look forward to that. And I would stay with them for like 3 days. Like after Thanksgiving, I would just stay with my cousins for a few days. And that's where I first got really introduced to the like leftover turkey sandwiches and just like mayo and bread and like cold turkey or like, oh, the leftover honey baked ham. Oh, that was my shit. Let me tell you. And that was Thanksgiving back then, right? But then eventually, Aunt Jean's kids all, like, moved. Like, they grew up, got families of their own, so they all kind of moved away. Yeah. So she didn't do that big dinner anymore. And then my family just started, like, doing what a lot of Asian families.
Just Asian food.
Well, Asian food, or we just go to Hometown Buffet. Or like, yeah, we went to Hometown Buffet.
Go to a casino, fucking Vietnamese people.
Well, we would go to Hometown Buffet, and it would just be all Asian families and fucking Samoans.
That's hella funny, dude.
But what my mom's been doing the past few years is, you know, I'll kind of hit up random friends that maybe won't have Thanksgiving plans, and they'll come over, and my mom will do like a little Friendsgiving dinner for us, and she'll cook a turkey, not a huge one, but she'll cook a turkey, and she'll do a her style stuffing where it's like fried rice with like some lap chun and like. And she like makes that as the stuffing, and it's fire, bro. And it's like the turkey with my mom's sauce. It's so bomb.
So wait, I just remember for me growing up, like Thanksgiving was weird because I don't have a lot of family here.
Yeah.
So I have my cousin, and everybody else is in fucking Korea. So it was always half Korean food and then half like the turkey because it signifies Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
And then my aunt, this is fucking funny. So. The one aunt that I have, she can't cook for shit. She literally can't cook, but every fucking year she would make this macaroni salad. For some fucking reason she thought was fire. I don't know who told her that shit, but she made it every fucking year.
Okay, what was in it?
I don't know, raisins or some shit. It was something whack, dude. She got it from some white person, I don't know. But she made this shitty-ass macaroni salad. And then, you know, as you get older, you get tired of being so polite. You just don't eat it anymore.
Right, right.
But then from that point on, she started noticing I wasn't like really liking her food. But one time I went over to her house after that. It was like right after Thanksgiving. And I was in the area. She goes, oh, have some lunch. And I'm like, fuck. I don't want to eat this food.
Yeah.
So I ate the food. I was talking to my mom. I'm like, auntie, she can't really cook. Her food sucks.
Damn, how old were you?
I was like 15, 16 or 17.
Oh, you little savage.
And then my mom was cracking the fuck up. She was dying laughing, right? So the next time we have Thanksgiving again, the year after, we're about to go make our plate, right? I'm about to grab her macaroni salad just to be super polite. And she goes, why are you grabbing that? My food sucks.
Oh, damn, your mom fucking ratted you out.
She fucking ratted me out, dude. And I looked at my mom. I was like, what do you mean? I looked at my mom. I looked at her. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, you told your mom my food sucks, right? She's like, why are you going to eat? Don't grab the macaroni salad if you don't want to eat it. And I'm like, well, I just looked at my mom like, you fucking narc. What the fuck would you tell her that? Why would you tell her I don't like her fucking macaroni salad? Yeah,
your mom and her sister probably had a little like fucking rivalry growing up. She's like, guess what my son said?
I know.
She said your macaroni salad is trash.
I know. So she tells her she's super fucking upset. And then this put an onslaught of her trying to cook food that I'd like.
Okay.
So she just started cooking. And ever since then, she got a little better.
Uh-huh.
The Thanksgiving after that, she made these Korean fried chicken wings.
Oh.
Right? With the sauce. And I was like, okay, it might be good. I ate it. It was fucking hella good.
Ah.
I was like, hey, this is really good. I was like, who made this? And she goes, I made it. After that, I kid you not, for like three months straight, she would just come to our house and have these fried chicken wings for me to eat.
Just for you, because finally.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, listen, I've had 80,000 wings in the last 3 months. Enough. But she was so happy that I finally liked something that she ate. She wouldn't stop making it.
That's nice. You know, I feel like, you know, and I've discussed this before. I don't know if it's ever come up on this podcast. I mean, this is only episode 2, so. But my mom, and maybe a lot of Asian moms, right, that aren't as vocal about verbalizing their love, right? They do it in other ways. And my mom, specifically, I remember, you know, if she ever felt guilty about something, or if like, you know, we had an argument, it was never like, hey, let's talk about this afterwards. I knew she was sorry when she cooked me my favorite meal, you know?
Have you ever heard your mom say, I'm sorry?
As we got older, it was more of like a, you know, and I remember being a little kid and her, me just crying for some reason, and her being like, okay, I'm sorry. But I don't know if ever as like a grown adult where we've had like a grown disagreement where she was like, hey, I'm sorry about that.
My mom has never said I'm sorry. She's never said I'm sorry to my dad either.
Yeah.
Ever.
My dad will have the same complaint. Yep.
Yeah. I have a video clip of this because back in the day when I was doing vlogs, I used to just put up GoPros everywhere.
Okay.
Because I was so lazy to grab footage, and I would just put one in the car and just hit record.
Mm.
There's an actual conversation of my mom saying, I will never, ever say sorry. And I'm like, what do you mean? I was like, you need to learn how to say sorry. That's like the grown-up thing to do. And she goes, if I don't say anything back, that's I'm sorry. But she'll never say it.
That's how Asian parents do, man.
It's impossible for her. I don't think she has like the wherewithal to do it. She does. I mean, it's always like through food. Parents are so funny. Like, I remember my mom, she would like beat my fucking ass.
Yeah.
And I'd be crying my ass off. And then she would just like peek into my room. You want something to eat? I was like, dude, the snot and the tears. I can't taste anything. You just beat my ass. But they would always like create some type of meal to say apologies, like some kind of warrior shit.
Right. Like, just take this offering as my like my peace offering, right?
My dad would do that shit too. He would beat my ass and then buy pizza. And I'm like, just don't beat my ass.
When I was a little kid, I would know that my dad was sorry when I would be like, you know, my dad would yell at me for some reason. I just remember like running off into my room crying into the pillow, you know what I'm saying? And then I would just hear like cartoons playing in the living room, and I'm like, oh, and then I just come out like, oh, okay, everything's cool. We're all good. It's cool.
Yeah, your dad's a predator, dude. He goes, this is how I get the other kids in the neighborhood.
Oh my God, blast it. It wasn't even for me.
It wasn't for you. What are you doing here, Tim?
He's like, didn't I yell at you so you could go in your fucking room and cry, you little you little brat? What do you got planned this year for Thanksgiving?
So usually I cook Thanksgiving food.
Oh.
I'm always the one cooking Thanksgiving food, but this year I'm not going to do it just because there's too much leftovers.
Ah, I see.
Because I feel like the Asian family members, they like eating it a little bit, but becomes it's so heavy typically compared to like Asian food.
Right.
Asian food's a lot lighter than American food.
Yeah.
But for me, what I would usually do is like, so for the past, like I say, 6 or 7 years, I was making Thanksgiving food.
Your whole family?
For the whole family.
Okay.
And that shit is fucking exhausting.
It's work.
Man.
Yeah.
It is fucking work. It's hard to time out what you should cook, when you should put it in.
Right.
Because sometimes things get dry. It's just a whole fucking ordeal. But last year I did like a 6-cheese mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did, you know, the honey baked ham.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
You did you honey baked the ham?
Well, I just glazed it. It was already pretty good.
Oh, tight.
And then you just glazed it. Fuck that. I ain't smoking my own ham. What the fuck? And then I did a turkey. But with the turkey, I actually sous vide it.
Oh.
Overnight for like 24 hours.
Wow.
And then I deep fried it. I deep fried the rest at the end.
Ooh.
So it was like super crispy, super fucking good. Because I'm not that big of a fucking turkey fan.
Right. I mean, you really, I mean, who just eats turkey when it's not Thanksgiving? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, who the fuck? It's like, it's whack. I would rather have, like, two chickens.
But, hey, little hack for you guys. If there's a Sprouts near your place, Sprouts, you know where, like, other grocery stores put their fucking rotisserie chickens?
Yeah.
Sprouts does, like, just turkey, like a big-ass turkey shit, and it's only dark meat. It's like turkey dark meat. Fucking fire, bro.
For real.
Tender. Sometimes it's a little too salty for me, but when you get it on a day that it's not too salty, oh, bomb.
The best turkey I ever had was, we used to do Friendsgivings in Davis. So I had a bunch of friends who went to Davis when I came back from Riverside to live in Sacramento. And we would do Friendsgivings. But they would do this, a buddy of ours named Abe, his parents owned a Chinese restaurant, and they would do Peking duck style turkey.
What?
Yeah, so the same process that they do with Peking duck, they did it with turkey. And it was like hoisin, it tastes like hoisin glazed ham.
Really?
It was fucking hell, the best turkey I've ever had in my life. I haven't had it since because I haven't talked to him in so many years. But I miss you, Abe. Or just a turkey.
Even better than when we went to Disneyland. I had you try a turkey leg from Disneyland.
It's better than that. It's way better than that. He's fucking, you and your fucking pickles. But by the way, this guy, you know, other people were saying the same thing. They're like, oh, the pickle is so different at Disneyland.
Yeah, bro.
It's not. It's a fucking pickle.
It's different. It hits different.
In what way?
Better. It's the bite, has a different bite, has a different flavor. It's just better than other pickles, bro. Disneyland pickles are the best pickles in the whole wide world.
I thought you were fucking joking. You're like, no, this pickle's better. I'm like, other people agree with you. I'm like, nah, this is just a pickle.
Disneyland pickles are different. Go see for yourself, guys. Go to Disneyland and get a pickle. Also, man, I messed up. I should have got you because they also have spicy pickles. I should have got that for you.
I've never had a spicy pickle. That would have been pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to do a Disneyland part two because I feel like there's a lot of stuff we didn't hit, and I feel like there's some rides we didn't hit. And also, it's like, it's the only thing that got any views on my channel in the past, like,
we're
6 months.
We're going to have to do we're going to do Universal Studios. Uh-huh.
We're going to Universal, yeah, soon.
I haven't been at Universal since I was like 7 years old, 7 or 8 years old. It's been a long fucking time, man. I haven't been there as an adult.
I'm so excited to take you to Universal. You know, of course, like, you know, the main fun of Disneyland, that Disneyland video is that, is that I love Disneyland so much and you were like, you know, Disneyland hater, quote unquote. But Universal should be interesting because you haven't been since you were a little kid and you love Harry Potter.
Hey. I fucking love Harry Potter. That's probably one of the wackest things about me. I fucking love Harry Potter so much. When I used to work at the men's warehouse, we didn't have like TV or anything.
Yeah.
But we had like the whole set of all the Harry Potter movies. And we would just, when it was slow, we just watched it on repeat all
really?
The fucking time. I love Harry Potter.
I've never seen it.
You're fucking lying.
Not one.
What the fuck is wrong with you? How can you enjoy Harry Potter then if you've never watched Harry Potter?
For one, I'll tell you first how I can enjoy it. That Harry Potter ride, which I'm so excited for you to ride, is the coolest ride I've ever been on in my entire life.
But you don't even know what's going on.
Well, that was half the fun of it because literally, if you look at the picture, and I'm not going to spoil it for you of like what's popping out, but if you look at the picture, everyone that was with me also had never seen Harry Potter. So they took a picture of like peak craziness and everyone's like, what the fuck? Because we have no idea what this shit is, right? Wild. Secondly, the butterbeer is delicious in Harry Potter land. We're going to get you some butterbeer.
I got to try butterbeer. You don't even know what the Dementors are, right?
I didn't up until I went on the ride.
Oh my God. Tim.
So here's how I've never seen Harry Potter. Here's the thing. Like, I just never, I didn't see like the first three. For whatever reason. And I wasn't like interested, you know? And then when I did become interested, like, oh, I should check this out, it was already like five movies already. And I was like, shit, I don't have time to catch up, bro. I feel like that's like so long.
Well, you have a cold now. Now is the time to catch up on your Harry Potter.
I also have a child, which ruins everything.
Hey, man, fuck that kid, all right? She could watch Harry Potter.
I know, but we have so much to catch up on. We're two episodes behind on Married at First Sight. I haven't watched the most recent episodes.
Hold on a second. In case you guys don't know, this fool loves trash TV.
It's the best.
He loves trash TV. What's it called? I was introduced to a show called 90 Day Fiancé because of this guy. The worst.
Yeah. And? It's the best and the worst.
Okay. It's one of the trashiest shows I've ever seen in my life.
Well, speaking of trash TV and advertisements, let's take a break to hear from our sponsors.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
But yes, I love Married at First Sight. I love trash television. Married at you'll get into it, bro. You should watch.
What's the okay? So I watched 90 Day Fiancé, and my first introduction to that show was Ed, the
Big Ed,
yeah. the no neck Ed.
Yeah,
he was so mean to that girl.
I know.
He was such a piece of shit.
Buying her toothbrushes and shit.
Yeah, he's like, what? She's kind of like trying to get her to what, shave her arms or something like, right?
What? I like the hair on my arms. I don't know why you want me to shave them.
Oh, bro, one of the best 90 Day Fiancés. So funny. This was might have even been like because they have a Before the 90 Days series they do as well. This guy was dating this girl. This white guy was dating this girl in the Philippines, and so to like, you know, welcome her to the family, they had a whole little party. And they did the lechon, where they bury the pig, and they cook the pig underground. And this is a special occasion, right? It's just expensive, right? So this man was so freaked out by the lechon pig, he would not eat it. And then she was like getting pissed because this is like disrespectful. You know, they got the whole fucking pig for him, and she's like, just try it. And he literally he had a plate of it, took like a tiny bit, like barely touched his lip, and was like,
What a bitch.
Yeah, bro. Fucking bitch. Like,
it's fucking pork.
Oh, it's the best.
What was his issue about the lechon? He never had bacon or anything?
I don't know if he was just freaked out by seeing like the head on the pig or what, but he was just so freaked out by it. Like, he wouldn't eat it.
See, that's the weird thing. I feel like people who live in like cities, because there are people in the United States, you know, like the middle states, they don't get freaked out by that stuff because they're, you know, farm people.
Yeah.
You know your fucking meat that you eat comes from a fucking animal.
You know they all got heads, right?
Yeah, y'all, like, some people can't eat seafood if they see, like, the head of the fish.
Oh, yeah, or the shrimp heads or something.
Yeah, it's like, what are you talking about? What were you eating this whole time? This is fucking nonsense. It's delicious.
Ignorance is bliss, bro.
You know what the fucking episode that had me dying the most? The one that you showed me was the guy who's doing the magic tricks.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I felt so bad for that guy. What was it, like, in Ecuador or something, or South America?
It was Ingabao. I do believe it was either Ecuador. I think it was Ecuador. Yeah.
And then he started doing magic tricks, but I guess over there, like, doing magic is considered black magic or evil, but that's, like, his shtick.
He was trying to, like, impress the whole family to silence, dude, especially because he used a fucking trick that had, like, fire, and the grandma's like, no, brujaria.
I'm calling him, like, the devil. She legit thought he was the devil,
and he's like no, not black magic, it's just magic.
just regular magic.
But yeah, man, we're behind, you know what I'm saying? Like, Married at First Sight, we also haven't caught up on Money Heist. That's our shit. New seasons of You just dropped. So many things.
But you finished Squid Game.
We had to finish Squid Game because it was just everywhere. Like, I was like, we made it a priority to watch that shit so it wouldn't get spoiled for me, you know?
What was a show that I was watching on Netflix recently that's really fucking... I've been watching a lot of Korean shit, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you something. Korean people are so fucking dramatic, man. I already know in the beginning of a Korean drama, somebody's going to get hit by a car. And they're going to fucking die. People love that shit. There's like a shit ton of Korean content on Netflix now.
Koreans are, yeah, I mean, especially since Squid Game popped off, you know. And I feel like the Korean content was there, but now they're kind of pushing it to the front a little more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I actually auditioned recently, bro, to play a dad for a dad on a sitcom to a preteen girl. And I was like,
for real?
Yeah. And I was like, at first when I read it, I didn't even submit because I was like, I'm not gonna get this. I definitely, like, I know I don't look young anymore, but I definitely don't look like a fucking dad, you know?
Yeah.
And then so I kind of left that one alone because I was trying to handle a different audition. And then they sent it to me again. And I was like, oh, they must be desperate. Sweet. Yeah. I was like, they probably can't find anybody. So I submitted again and, like, you know, I don't know, put on a sweater and combed my hair a little bit. But I guess we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, I get auditions that are highly offensive to me. Like, I just auditioned for something where it said 45-year-old Korean man. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? What you mean 45-year-old Korean man? Fuck you. I mean, I like the role a lot. And then another role that I had auditioned for, I was a walrus. I'm like, fuck. These casting directors have pinned me for something very specific, like large, round Asian.
Oh, well, you know, there's not a whole lot of them.
Well, how come I'm not booking these roles? They're like, nah, he sucks. We should just go with the skinny person.
But you know what I thought about, though, when they hit me up for that? I'm like, okay, Constance Wu playing the mom on Fresh Off the Boat. And she's like our age. You know what I'm saying? They just kind of aged her up a little bit.
I think she's in her 40s.
No, she's not.
Yeah, dude, Constance Wu's in her 40s.
Constance Wu's in her 40s?
Yeah, she just looks really good.
Really?
Yeah, she's older than us.
Really?
Yeah, she's just a fine-ass 40, that's all.
Man, did you see, what's the stripper movie?
The one with Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer Lopez is different, though.
I know.
She's just fucking different.
Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
Oh, bruh. Go watch that shit.
Better than Striptease?
No. Yeah.
That's kind of hard to top.
No, it's not as naked as Striptease, but J-Lo does things I would never expect her to do in a mainstream movie.
For real?
If anything, just go online and look up her scene in the movie where she's like stripping. And I was like, jaw agape throughout that whole scene, dog. Like, I'm talking about, like, she's in a G-string twerking on stage, doing the splits. Like, at one point, you're like, did I just see J-Lo's asshole? But you don't, because I watched it in super slow motion. You never you never actually.
But I know, because I paused it, I stopped it, I rewind it, and I zoomed in.
It's so close to possibly being J-Lo's asshole that I think they might have even CGI'd it out. You know what I'm saying? Because she's out there, dog, and it's fucking amazing.
I've never seen this. Well, I never thought that she would do anything crazy, that's why.
Yeah, no, bro. Oh, it's like, and to keep on the theme of Dudes Behind the Foods, I would 100% eat J-Lo's asshole. If we're going to keep it a food podcast here, because, oh man, that thing is scrumptious.
I would drink her bath water after.
Oh my God.
And then I would eat her ass.
I'm going to send you a link to that shit. Because
is J-Lo 50 now?
She's at least 50. Let's look it up. It looks like,
dude, she looks so, her and Mario Lopez, they definitely eat like Japanese baby fetus. Just to keep it with the themes of the Dudes Behind the Foods. Like, Mario Lopez arguably looks better than he does when he was younger.
Mario Lopez, I don't know what, he looks amazing, bro. But I mean, yeah, of course he has like makeup on, but still, like, even just his face and his like cheekbones and his structure.
What does he do? I gotta ask him. I was like, hey, bro, what do you do?
J-Lo's 52.
She's 52.
And Constance Wu is
42.
39.
Oh shit, I was wrong. My bad, Constance.
See?
Yeah, well, she's still, yeah.
Yeah, she's older than us, but, like, not as old as she's not, like, 40-something, though, yeah. You know?
It's not that she looks 40-something. I thought somebody told me she was 40-something, right. So she looked really good for, like, 42. I heard women hate that shit, though. You don't ever say, you look good for...
Oh, yeah, no, I would never. I actually, you know, that's why I was so... When I was younger, right, and I would watch fucking Dante Bosco auditioning for stuff or, like, being in movies... and then when I saw that he was in Take the Lead playing a high school kid, I immediately, just even as a kid, I Googled. I was like, how old is this guy? And he was 30 in Take the Lead. And I was like, oh, bruh, if Dante Bosco is 30 playing high school kids, then I have time to audition for things.
The thing I remember Dante Bosco for the most isn't even Hook. It's Fresh Prince.
Aha, uh-huh, you want to see my boo-boo?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And then he kissed Ashley Banks.
They didn't kiss on The Fresh Prince. They kissed on a movie called Fake in the Funk.
That's what it was. It wasn't Fresh Prince. Yes. I was like, what in the fuck?
That's so funny. Have I talked to you about this before?
No.
That's so funny because, yes, so they made out in Fake in the Funk, right? And one day after I had met Dante so many times and I had his number and shit, I woke up and I texted him. I was like, yo, you made out with Ashley Banks. Just like out of the blue. He was like, LOL, yeah? I was like, wow. That's just great.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that wild?
I love her.
Ugh. I always tell people, like, Tatiana Ali might be one of my first, like, crushes that I, you know what? I mean, okay, Kelly Kapowski and then Tatiana Ali.
And you got to work with Kelly Kapowski yes. on a food show.
Tiffany Thiessen on a food show. She's actually such, you know, people see the cast of Deliciousness and they're like, what is this random fucking group of people? But everyone is tied together by food, actually, right? So Tiffany Thiessen has a bunch of, like, cooking shows. She's always cooking on her Instagram, like, really, like she actually, like, cooks, you know what I'm saying?
Real.
And, like, takes, like, fucking, like, high-quality HD pictures of the food she does, too, you know? And she has, like, she uses all eggs. Like, she has, like, chickens at her house. Like, she uses fucking, like, fresh eggs when she cooks shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and then Angela also does food shit, and then Kale has, like, a special sauce with the Good Burger shit. And so I remember being on Deliciousness, right, and just, like, looking around and being like, wow, I have all these people's faces on DVDs at home. But then also looking at Tiffany Thiessen and being like, oh, my God, she looks so bomb still. I'm like, I remember the first couple of days of shooting Deliciousness, just, like, kind of having to, like, stop myself from, like, just being like, oh, my God, it's Kelly Kapowski.
Is that weird?
It was weird at first because she loves me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the first day on set where I actually made her crack up a couple times, she was like, oh, who is this kid? You know? And then I was saying, you know, our cars were parked next to each other in the parking lot. And I was like, all right, well, hey, it was great working with you. And she was like, hey, she's like, dude, you're so funny. I'm a fan now. And then, like, we exchanged contacts and shit. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, am I texting Kelly Kapowski? This is crazy.
This is like your childhood dream come to life.
It's wild.
How fucking nuts is that?
Wow.
I can't. See, do you ever look back and you think, like, I can't believe this is happening. I'm fucking texting Kelly Kapowski.
I tell you, I never, that was never on my, like,
to-do list.
I didn't see that happening, but it's pretty lit. It's pretty great. Like, every once in a while when I'm eating dinner at, like, a super bougie place with a view.
My life is great!
Yes. I like to take a couple seconds to really take it all in and acknowledge the fact that, wow, I've done well for myself. And, you know, I kind of, like, I'm like, I've done well.
And then Chia's like, what do you want for dinner? You're like, shut up. Hold on. Like, I'm thinking about why my life is, like, good. Stop interrupting it.
Please, woman. I'm basking in my glory right now.
But I'm having good thoughts. Stop coming in.
I think next time I'm up there, I will be like, okay, beautiful family, great house, great career. And also, I text Kelly Kapowski. Pretty cool.
Kelly, she's like, what, in her 40s as well?
Yeah, I do believe.
Fucking crazy, man. Like, it's weird. Like, the thing that freaks me out is I still watch these shows.
Yeah.
And forever in my mind, they are that age that I saw them at.
Right.
So when I see that they've aged in their face or something, it's surreal to me. It doesn't make any sense. Like, how are you older than me? You're supposed to be my age.
Yeah,
or
bro.
Younger.
Do you ever watch My Wife and Kids?
Yes, My Wife is one of the funniest sitcoms ever.
I agree. And the little girl from My Wife and Kids is a grown-ass woman now.
Oh, for real? Wait, yeah. Which one? There's two.
No, the little girl. The little girl.
Oh, yeah.
Katie. Katie's a grown-ass woman. And she's hot.
What? How old is she?
She's like 20-something.
Well, I can't look at that. That makes me feel weird.
Oh, because you knew her as a little girl?
As a little kid.
Yeah, it's weird. I remember, bro, one time, there was a, when I was in, like, junior high, there was a little, because I went to a preschool to eighth grade, right? And there was a little girl who was, like, in kindergarten, first grade, and I remember thinking, this is the prettiest little girl. Like, she was, like, she had, like, blonde hair, but she was, like, super light-skinned black girl, but she had blonde hair. And I was like, this little girl, like, she's so cute. She's so pretty, right? And then now we're grown, and she's a Wild 'N Out girl. She was a Wild 'N Out girl with me for a couple seasons, and she was, like, full out, like hot, you know what I'm saying? And then I was vlogging one day, and she was like, yeah, you know, you were my first crush. when I was in like first grade. I was like, what?
What?
That's crazy.
So she's like in her what?
20 something.
What the hell? That's so wild.
Yeah.
That's weird, man. Like, it's so weird to kind of like picture that.
I know.
Oh.
People grow.
I don't like it.
It's weird.
I want people to stay the same way that I've seen them since they were little kids. Because, like, even, like, I wonder now, too, because, like, with your kid, right?
Yeah.
Veda's Veda. She's like this little thing.
I know.
But then 6-7 years from now, she's going to be this little
talking
back and shit.
I know.
Asking for things, grabbing stuff by herself. What the fuck?
I know.
It's going to be weird, dude.
My boy Eric, Super Ego, he said the first time his little sister started, like, one day, we were texting one day. And, you know, we've known, I've been friends with him since his little sister was like, I don't know, like four or five, like just saying gibberish, right? And then one day, he's like, dude, I just got into an argument with Chrysalin about why Miley Cyrus is like good or bad. And he was like, she made some really good points. He's like, this is so weird.
What the fuck? Why is he arguing about why Miley Cyrus is good or
I
bad?
Guess he was saying she's like a bad influence or whatever, and she was like making like points, like counter arguing, and he's like, oh wow, I guess I can't argue with that.
That's know? Fucking hella funny. You know, like Raven Simone is like our age, and I used to watch her on the Cosby Show,
right?
Which is so weird because I, you know, clearly I'm watching reruns, but I don't know the reruns when I'm a kid,
right? Exactly.
Right, and so I'm like, wait, she's my age.
And plus, you know, when they film shit, it doesn't come out to like a year later. So you know who else is our age?
Who?
Smart Guy. He's a smart guy. Oh, Taj Mori.
What the fuck?
Yeah, bro. He's our age. He's also hot.
Is he?
Yeah, he's fucking attractive.
He went through a weird stage where he had crazy acne. I remember that.
Really?
Yeah, there was like a stage where he was like super self-conscious because his face blew the fuck up.
Yeah, bro. He's fucking hot now.
What is this? When is my hot moment going to happen? It has yet to happen, dude.
David, what do you mean? I always, whenever we do Send Foods, there's always some girls thirst commenting about you.
Those are pity thirst comments. It's because they see the before and the after. It's like when you buy a used car and it's fucked up and they fix it.
Let me tell you.
It's still a used car.
Let me tell you something, David. So if you were single, you'd be slaying poon. You would be slaying poon. So much poon would be getting thrown your way.
Let me tell you something, people. I'm a shy boy. I wouldn't even know what to do with it. There's women who I look at, I'm like, that girl's fine as fuck. If she ever came up to me and she was like, let's fuck, I'd be like, no, thank you. This is too much pressure, man.
And they would love that. They'd be like, oh my God, how endearing, how adorable.
Women, they always make me nervous.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I feel you.
Especially now because, you know, I think like, I've been in a serious relationship for 7 years now. Mm-hmm. It's the idea that, let's say Mariel just looks at me one day, she goes, I never loved you. She just fucking leaves me, right? I wouldn't know what to do if I went back into the dating scene.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to, because now when I talk to women, it's so much more casual and fun because I don't have an objective. Right.
Right. There's no pressure. Right. Like, and there's no, what is this going to be?
Yeah. You have so much, it's a lot easier. It wasn't that hard before, but now it's like even easier now because I just don't give a fuck.
Right.
But if I have to go back and I have to think like, okay, there's another step to this, I'm running, my mind goes blank.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck did I used to do before?
Right.
7 fucking years. I don't know.
Shit's definitely different now, but I feel like we would be at an advantage. Let's say Chia left me and left me with Veda, which would be, first of all, Veda would be great for getting girls.
I'm a single father.
But I think we come from a generation that actually knows how to communicate.
Yeah.
Where like, I feel like kids that came up in this generation, so much of it is on social media and apps. Like, it's so much, I mean, and we talked about this, it's just so much cringy. They don't know how to approach women, like, in real life.
So
you know?
it's literally the idea of their advice is, and I've talked to college kids, right? And I've seen them interact. Whenever I go to a college show, like, I'm always so curious, just because there's a bigger age gap now. Before, it was, like, 2-3-year age right. gap. Now it's, it's like a 10-year age gap now.
Uh-huh.
So I get to see them interact with girls. And throughout the years, it's gotten progressively worse. Every fucking college show.
Right.
Because they don't talk to people.
Yeah.
And so they kind of just had this weird thing of like, when I hear a guy pick up on a girl now, I know where they got their info from. It's like from a meme or like a how to pick up girls book.
Oh, God.
And it doesn't translate.
Yeah.
And so they're sitting there doing these weird fucking tactics and it's not working. And
right.
I just see them getting stomped on all the time. It's like, well, it's because you're reciting lines that you're reading from a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Right. And all these like self-help dating gurus, they go, well, if you do these steps, you can get whatever girl. It's not true
right.
whatsoever. And I've had like self-help gurus on like my podcast And I know the tactics that they're talking about and the type of women it works on, right? And it's a very specific type of girl that wants to have fun, that doesn't give a fuck, then they'll fuck anything, right? Because they're just have fun. Like, the advice that they give them, I'm like, this would never, ever work on any of my friends, or any of the homegirls at all.
I feel like a lot of that type of advice is for younger girls, right? Like older women. First of all, you don't have to play games with them because they're like, dude, like, I don't got time for this shit. Let's, if you want to hang out, let's hang out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think one time I wasn't aware of the concept of negging until I got older. You know what that is?
No.
It's where you put somebody down so that they seek your approval.
Really?
Yeah. So
my name is David, slut.
it's kind of like
and a, they're like, excuse me. I'm like, is it not working?
Well, it kind of. You should try it.
Absolutely. I would never call a woman a slut.
it's kind of like, you know, like giving backhanded compliments. So you make someone insecure so that they seek your approval. Oh. And I didn't realize that I had done that one time. Back like way back in the day, I think I was like, I met some girl. And just as a joke, not because I was trying to holler, but just like, you know, fucking around, like you pick on somebody, you know?
Yeah, and you're flirting.
The conversation came up. It was getting sexual. Like, we're all eating wings. And I was like, and so the concept came, the conversation of like giving head came up. And I was like, you probably got a whack head. You probably got a whack head game. Head game probably whack, right? Just being stupid. And then so like, you know, we're all laughing. And then so eventually, you know, when I was started like, when me and this girl hooked up, and she did give me a head. Afterwards, she was like, head game whack, huh? And I was like, oh,
What was the time span since that joke? And
it was just kind of like, this is when I was like single, like doing my thing. So,
But what was the time when you, made the joke to her and then you guys hooked up?
Like a month, maybe?
Damn, she was holding that in for a whole month, huh?
Yeah, because it wasn't like,
Oh, my head game's whack, huh? Well, I'll show you.
Well, actually come to think of it, who knows what the time span was. It was, my single stage was such a blur of my life, you know what I'm saying? I really have no kind of, like, perception.
Insult the women out there.
No.
Apparently, it works.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I don't know if negging works. Does negging work on Chia then? I don't think that works with when you're married to somebody though.
No.
That has to be like in that flirtatious stage.
Yeah, it's just like when you're kind of flirting and just like, you know.
It's like, oh God, you can't wash the dishes well at all. You know, well, I'll show you. Start scrubbing the shit out of them.
I think, you know, I mean, especially we've been married for 3 years now. You know, we barely even kiss anymore, man. No.
That's because you have a cold and you have a baby.
Oh, I feel so bad. That's the thing too about getting sick now. It's like, I don't want to get too close to the baby. I don't want to get her sick. So in my head, I'm looking at her. I'm like, I hope she's not looking at me like, why isn't my daddy kissing me?
Just wash your hands and wear a KN95 mask and then hold her.
Yeah, no, I've been holding her. Especially I was in New York for a whole week shooting. So like I felt like, I was like, oh, finally I get to be around my baby, you know? But
you have those feelings now, huh?
Yeah, man. Being in New York was a completely different experience now. I literally, like, before I would go to New York and it's like, oh, man, let's hit up my New York friends. Let's go to fucking Fat Buddha, get drunk, you know? But now I'm there and I'm like, let me FaceTime my child. Make sure she doesn't forget my face.
You come in, she's like, ugh, who's this?
No, it's so funny. Literally, I'm like, all right, cool, FaceTime. Let me see Veda on FaceTime, right? And I'm like, hey, mama, what's up? What you doing? And she's like,
who is this?
Who is, yeah, like, what the fuck? She just doesn't care. But luckily, I came home. She had a big old smile. Maybe she didn't recognize me because I was getting fat in New York.
Just eating, huh?
Well, I was shooting Basic to Bougie, which is my MTV with my show with MTV's YouTube channel, where we like try different kinds of food and we try to determine what's like the cheapest and the middlest and the most expensive. But we were cranking out 4 episodes a day, and every episode is 2 different food items.
Shoot 4 fucking episodes a day,
bro. So each episode will be like, oh, today it's going to be, there's 1 bougie item and 1 basic item. So it might be like, oh, pizza and sushi or something, okay. Right? And then before, on prior seasons, if we like something, you know, just like on Send Foods, we would kind of go in, you know what I'm saying? Course. And I'd be so full. But this time, knowing that we're shooting 4 episodes a day, I definitely pace myself. Even if I liked it, I took maybe 2 bites max and then put it to the side.
What's the worst thing you ate on the show?
So I usually play the role of, I like this, because Darren, you know, it's hilarious. You know, he's from North Carolina, you know, big, cuddly black dude. And like,
he has the palate of a cardboard box.
You know, right, exactly. And even if he doesn't. I mean, which he kind of does. He's playing that part, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But he likes a lot of shit. Oh, so surprising. The other day, we filmed an episode where it was a soup with, like, pig's feet and it was, like a Chinese soup with, like, pig's feet, right? And, of course, I thought that my 2 co-hosts were going to be like, ugh, gross, especially Darren. But Darren comes from the South. Seen the pig's feet immediately. It was like, oh, some pig's feet. It was going in. He's like, oh, this is fire. And then another episode where I also thought the Asian flavors would throw them off. It was kind of like a stew that had some like kimchi and some intestines in it, some like small intestines.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, and so Justina, she's looking at it, she's like, oh, what is this? I'm like, oh, those look like intestines to me. And I'm looking at Darren like, oh, his reaction is going to be so funny, right? He's like, oh, like chitlins.
Yeah.
Starts going in. He's like, oh, this is great. So he loved it.
That's fucking crazy, dude. I know that pig intestines too. I forgot it's called a gopchang. That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys had gopchang, and gopchang is interesting.
Yeah, right?
If it's not cleaned very well, it's very intestiny.
You can taste the intestiny. Yeah.
You can taste the, you know what went through there. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's bomb though. It's like, you know, it's like if you like fatty meat, and these intestines were pretty fatty and meaty. Couldn't taste it, you didn't get too much of a crazy.
So it was, you probably had the large intestine then, because gopchang has the small intestines, and that's usually what chitlins are.
Ah.
And so there's a lot of shit inside there, and you got to clean that fucking shit out. You have to, they basically douse it in milk and then massage it, and it gets rid of a lot of that off taste. Then fry it, then they, you know, flour it and then fry it, and it's pretty good.
I see. He hated matcha, anything matcha. He was like, ugh! He kept calling it mantra. He's like, is this mantra again?
That's hilarious. The funny thing is, he'll literally eat an organ that has shit that went right through it.
Yeah. I know. It was something he reacted crazy to, and I was like, bro, you don't want to eat this, but you'll eat the fucking intestines? It's funny. Make sure y'all watch that new season of Basic to Bougie premiere in December on MTV's YouTube.
The Southern food is, I guess, it's kind of interesting, too. I guess, yeah, because they have, like, pickles, pig feet, and stuff like that. I hate pig's feet. I fucking hate that shit. I don't like the texture.
I get, you know, I get down. I know it's a big chunk of the gelatinous and then a little bit of meat, but you know, some people like it.
I don't like it.
Do you like chicken feet?
No.
Oh, you don't like chicken feet?
I don't like the texture.
Oh, so you don't like that.
And it looks like a pterodactyl's claw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it, dude. You like that shit?
I get down if it's in some soup.
Oh, my Lord. I can't. The only time I use chicken feet when I cook is if I'm trying to like thicken up a broth.
Interesting.
Because it has like a lot of pectin in it.
Yeah.
It'll make your broth like nice and thick.
Mm.
I don't like it, though, man. I don't know how you eat that shit.
I'll definitely, like, my mom will make some soup. Sometimes she'll make some tom kha kai or some tom yam with some pig's feet in there. Oh, and some chicken feet in there. And, yeah, just, you know, just pick up a little bit and just suck the...
It's true, dude. Asian people will eat anything that has four legs. Four legs, 2 feet. If it touches the ground and looks at the sky, we'll eat it. Like, it's... I mean, I guess technically it doesn't really matter because, I mean, whatever protein is there, you just fucking eat it, I guess.
Okay, what would you say is the most peculiar thing you've ever eaten?
Weirdest thing?
Yeah.
I don't know what weirdest is. That's relative because... Oh, the fucking... Bull balls that we had, dude.
Ah, yes. We were in Denver, and we had some bull testicles, or Rocky Mountain oysters, as they say.
I just don't know why. It's like, we don't have to. And by the way, a bull's testicle is huge.
Yeah, it's literally like the size of however
this
big.
This fucking mug.
Yeah, they're...
maybe even bigger than that.
They're big, and they're veiny.
And it's squiggly, all the vein. Oh, God, I'm getting goosebumps. It's fucking... And when you taste it, even if you deep fry it, you could tell the essence of balls.
If there was a little ballescence.
There's a little ballescence to it, man.
Yeah, it was there. It was definitely there. We had it sliced up and deep fried with a little, you know, ranch or tartar sauce or whatever it was. You know, not my favorite.
I mean, I was going to throw up, but...
Oh, God. Don't throw up. You'll make me throw up.
Oh, I can't do it.
I want to say the most... one of the most jarring things I've eaten, which was still good, but just, like, visually on the plate, it looked kind of crazy, because there was the head on it, actually, was I had gui, which is guinea pig.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, a popular dish in, like certain countries in Latin America, I think Peru and maybe Ecuador. And, but for some reason, a lot of restaurants will serve it with the whole head on there. And like, yeah, we were saying earlier, like people get thrown off by that, but a fucking rodent head is just so, cause they look so like, eh! You know what I'm saying? With their fucking teeth in there. Cause like, eh! And like, it's like sprawled out. And, the skin, the way I had it prepared, almost kind of looks like a lechon or or like some duck, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like brown and shiny, and it looked good. But that head was looking at me like, like that's how he was looking, you know?
This sounded me right before it died. It's the front teeth.
Yeah, it's the teeth. Me and Niga Higa, for an episode of Acquired Taste as well, we went to a hot pot spot in Las Vegas, right? And they brought out some fish that... Bro, so the whole fish body is there, and I don't know if this is a situation.
Oh, the fish is moving.
It's moving. It did a little like, and we were like, oh, shit. And I'm sure it's already dead. It's just the nerves are still nerving, but ooh, man, it's unnerving to
see
that shit.
If they slice it up and then like the nervous system is like attached all the way through the spine, it'll still like move its mouth and shit and do all this work. Because Korean people have that dish too where they just slice it the fuck up. And they put the sashimi onto the spine or the body or the carcass or whatever.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that.
But you still see the fucking mouth.
Oh, I don't think I could do that.
It's fucking weird, dude. And we also eat the live octopus stuff.
Have you done that?
Yeah, it just tastes like nothing.
I like it.
Of course you do, you sick fuck. You watch fucking Japanese porn, that's why. That's how you love those tentacles. You get a meal at a show.
Don't kink shame me.
I don't give a fuck. I don't understand that shit.
I think everybody loves Japanese porn.
No. Not everybody, dude. Fucking loud, squeaky little Asian girls. I don't like it.
You know, it's not only that. It's just like I feel like, you know, the fellatio from in the Japanese porn. It always seems to be more loving.
It's like, oh, they care.
Yeah, it seems like they care. And let me tell you, first time I hooked up with a Japanese girl, I was surprised that she wasn't pixelated.
Hey, I can see your pussy.
Look, this is weird.
What is this? That'd be so funny. She takes off her pants and it's all pixels.
Yeah.
It's just like the videos.
It's just like the movies. I knew it.
And then she just screams every time you touch her. Ugh, I hate it. I don't like the noise, the squeaking. I have when if I do watch porn, I always have to mute it. It's like, I don't like this.
Really?
I don't like it with sound.
Really?
Because you know what? Occasionally you'll hear a guy's voice and then your penis just flops. It's like, ugh.
Not me, man. I just pretend he's in the room with me and we're having a good time.
Oh, really? When you do the fucking, the under the leg shot with the balls just flying?
Oh, that's the worst.
The worst. There was a period of time where that was like the hot shot to do.
I don't know why. I don't know who came up with that. It's literally the worst angle in porn ever. Under the fucking balls.
I hate it so much. It's like one of those things where you're watching porn on your phone and you covered the screen with your thumb. Just like, I can't see this.
Ugh.
Or they'll cut to the guy's face.
I'd take face over under balls.
Whenever
yeah.
that happens, I have to cover his face with my thumb. I'm like, I can't see a guy's face.
I think they do that. You know what? I haven't seen a guy's face nut shot in a long time. I don't think they do that anymore. I think, you know, we grew up on like older porn. So there was a lot of that, but
ugh, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Older porn. The one was on VHS where you see the lines go through it and shit.
Well shit guys, thank you for watching another episode of Dudes Behind the Foods. Hope you guys got some good foodie content out of this.
Ass eating.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah, it all kind of ties together, you know? Well, hey guys, thank you for watching. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe if you enjoyed this episode. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Friendsgiving.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.